who ran with drug dealers, an addict who had stolen from Marie, from her own mother. Jane Zilux, the police officer had told her last time it happened. You're not helping by giving her a way to keep using. More pounding. Marie's heartbeat skipped and jumped and raced inside her chest. It was after midnight. What was her daughter thinking? Why wouldn't she get help? Marie threw the pillow on the floor and swung herself out of bed. As she did, the pounding stopped. Marie held her breath. 10 seconds. 15. Still nothing. Silence. Marie exhaled. Alice must have moved on, scurried off through the dark of night to find the place where she slept, under some bridge or in a shelter in the most dank and undesirable part of Paris, wherever the drugs were easy. Marie lay back down and stared at the ceiling.
Baby girl, I'm sorry. I never wanted it to come to this.
A chill ran down her arms and she pulled the blanket over her thin body. She hadn't paid her gas bill again, and this was the coldest night in May. Life was eroding like the beach at high tide. If her own mother were still alive, Marie knew what the woman would say.
Pray, Marie, pray. God has all wisdom in the world. Talk to him. Ask him. He loves you, Marie.
But what would it matter, praying to God now? Alice had been gone long before tonight. Marie's precious baby girl was 18, and a child of the streets, running with derelicts and drug dealers. Marie wasn't even sure when she'd lost Alice. 3 years ago, maybe? Sometime between shifts, when Marie was out working 2 jobs to keep food on the table. They would have been better off starving. Then she might still have Alice. Marie leaned over and clicked on the lamp by her bedside. A yellow haze filled the cramped room. Marie let her eyes adjust. She stood and pushed herself to the dresser by the window. Every step stirred the ache in her bones, the ache that always came with 12 hours of cleaning hospital floors.
Don't look at it, she told herself. You need to sleep. Morning comes quickly.
But her hands had a mind of their own. They pulled open the second drawer, and there, sitting atop a heap of worn t-shirts, was the photo album. The one Marie had put together for Alice's 16th birthday. An attempt to win her back and pull her from the seedy world she'd fallen into. The effort failed, but the photo book remained. Proof that their time together hadn't been all bad. Marie picked it up and ran her thumb over the cheap cloth cover. At the center was a photo of Marie and Alice, cheek to cheek. In the picture, her precious girl was maybe 10 or 11, before the streets had gotten her. Marie stared at the image.
What happened to you, baby girl? Why aren't you here? Down the hall.
Her voice fell.
Your mama still loves you, Alice.
A rush of tears came, and Marie shut her eyes again.
I'll always love you, Alice.
Sleep wasn't going to come anyway. Marie took the album to the edge of her bed and settled in. The first few pages were full of baby Alice, as if she'd come into the world like any other child. Alice on her blanket and in her crib. Crying in her first bath and laughing at her favorite toy bunny. And Marie, a much younger version of herself, holding baby Alice and walking her along the streets of Paris in the pram Alice's grandmother had given her. But there were other moments the pages didn't show. Her mother's warning in the beginning, when Marie came home pregnant after her first year of college.
You'll keep the baby, of course. Maman had pulled her into a hug. I will help you.
Then she had stepped back and looked deep into Marie's eyes.
But mark my words, Marie. Being a single mother will be the hardest job you've ever had. I should know.
Marie's father had left when she was 6. That was